Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We receive many exciting testimonies of people who have come to faith in Jesus by listening to the program. If you're tuning in for the first time today, we are currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of our radio pastor, J. Mark Horst. The topic of today's teaching is a question most of us have wrestled with. It's a hard question, but an important one. The question is, why do I suffer? Before we hear the teaching from Pastor J. Mark, let's think about this question. This question is common because if you are a human, you most likely suffered. We ask, why me? What have I done to deserve this? If God is so strong and so good, why doesn't He do something? These questions are huge and very important. Personally, I believe the answers found in Christianity are the best answers to these hard questions. However, I don't plan to answer these questions, but I want to point out a deeper question buried in each of these questions. Smuggled in with every question about suffering, there is the bigger question of purpose. Why am I here? Is this what I'm supposed to experience? You see, God created us, and He made us for much more than life on a sin-cursed earth. When sufferings hit us, something deep within stirs, and we know there must be more. Surely, this is not all that we were made for. Romans 8 says, the whole creation has been groaning, and you and I also groan, waiting, longing for the redemption that Christ will bring. Till He comes, we have to deal with disease, death, and suffering. However, we know this is not what we were made for. We long for the day when Jesus will make all things new. The curse will be reversed. Even death will be defeated. Imagine, nothing will die or be dead. Death will be no more. What an exciting time that will be. So, when suffering comes, when it feels like life is too much, when big questions are going through your mind day and night, remember, God is still on the throne. His plan and purposes will happen. Sin and its consequences affect us now, but a time is coming when there will be no effects of sin. This truth helps us through our suffering and keeps us going when life is hard. Thank you once again for joining us. Before we hear more from our Bible teacher, let's ask God to guide our moments together. Lord, thanks so much for the truth in Your Word. Thank You for the guidance of Your Holy Spirit. And we look to You for wisdom as we discuss the topic of Your children suffering. Speak to us by Your Spirit and guide us. Thank You so much for the hope we have in Jesus Christ, hope for our current situation, and hope after this life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's give our attention to Pastor J. Mark as he teaches us more about the question of why Christians suffer.
Do you have any hardships that really bother you? Are they puzzling to you? Are there days when you don't know why things happen as they do? I'd like to help you. I bring you hope based on God's Word, the Holy Bible. I believe the Scriptures are the only real foundation for hope. In them, we can find the answers to our most puzzling questions. And one of those questions is this: why do bad things happen to good people? Or why do Christians suffer? You know, the problem of suffering is universal to mankind. Even people who don't believe in God suffer. We all face hardships and difficulties in life. I'm sure you have experienced your own. Sometimes those who follow Jesus suffer greatly. We all know there are places where this is happening. The conditions of living are far from favorable, and we sometimes wonder, what can we do? And we often raise the question, why? And sometimes we may be inclined to put the blame on God. But my friend, I want to share with you from John chapter 15, verses 18 to 27, where Jesus takes up this problem, why bad things happen to good people. So listen as I read that text, John 15, 18 to 27. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will also keep yours. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they do not know him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had had no sin, but now they have no cloak or no covering for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both the Father and me. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even a Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Why do Christians suffer? In this text, Jesus gives us answers to the question of suffering by several insights. He begins by comparing our suffering with his. So the first insight is suffering compared. Suffering is not new. Jesus suffered before us. He said, "Don't be surprised if you have problems, because I have faced those problems before you have." It's not unusual, he said, to get this kind of response from the world. It is really unavoidable. It will happen. What they did to me, they will do to you, Jesus said. So this matter of suffering for Christ is of long standing. Jesus said, "It shouldn't be surprising to us if we as his followers suffer like he did." That's what people do not understand. They can't really follow. They don't know why, in some cases, that the suffering comes from others. So in some ways, as he suffered, we suffer. He said, "I have chosen you out of the world, and because of that, the world hates you." As Christ followers, we are different from people who don't believe and follow Jesus. It is that way, my dear friend, and it is important for us to remember. And then Jesus proceeds to give us another insight, suffering laid bare. He said in a very straightforward manner, the reason why people inflict suffering on those who do good is because they don't know God. That is, the people who inflict the suffering don't know God. It's a very straightforward statement, but that's what he said. They do not know him who sent me, and that's why they act like they do. The words of Jesus had revealed the sin of his listeners, but instead of changing them, they lashed out against him. Now, let's put it back there in the setting where Jesus was talking. He came and told the people what their sin was, and he told them exactly how to solve that sin by coming to God and following his commands. Jesus' words left them with no covering. He said, "I did a work among them that no one else ever did. And because I did this work among them, they now have no covering for their sin. They can't hide it. And because they had no covering for their sin, and their sin was exposed, they lashed out at Jesus. From this statement of Jesus, I conclude that it still works the same way. And I say this very carefully, my friend, but I believe Jesus is teaching us that persecutors of good are ignorant of God. And then Jesus went on to assure the 12 of another insight, suffering shared. Jesus says, innocence is vindicated. And he quotes from the Old Testament and he says, they hated me without a cause. Now I am sure it is very difficult for people today to accept being hated, to suffer without a reason. That's very oppressive. It hits us hard when we suffer for no reason, at least in our minds. But I want to comfort you because Jesus said, when the Comforter or the Holy Spirit is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also shall bear witness. I like this word from Jesus because the word Comforter is such a blessed truth. When the Spirit of truth has come, he will be right there alongside us. And the history of the church is full of the examples of great suffering by Christ followers who remained faithful in that suffering because the Holy Spirit held them up and empowered them. So let me comfort you with these words from Jesus. The Comforter will come, and he will be right there beside you to sustain you and to witness to you, so you will be able to witness to others well. These insights don't remove suffering, but they do help us understand why. Unbelievers do not know God. That's why they inflict suffering. If they knew God, they would not inflict suffering on his people. So, if you are undergoing suffering, be encouraged. Jesus knows your need, and he wants to help you in that time of need. Remember, before we have suffered, he suffered. And I add, he also suffers now when we suffer. Praise the Lord for this great truth.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.